I was born bold.
The new Big Bertha family from Callaway Golf. Engineered for distance any way you swing it.
Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson on SEN.
Well, they were the pride of South Australia. I'm not sure they were this year, to be perfectly honest. They've won their first wooden spoon. And there was a stage there where we didn't think we'd get to hear that song. And that was a great cause for great concern for us over here in Victoria. But they did. They gathered. They won three games and things look a little bit rosier. But they did finish on the bottom. And that is where we are starting our unconventional club reviews. And we're going to get someone to help us join. It needs to be a famous supporter. Wisp, is it fair to say? We wanted someone of interest.
Or a former coach of the club.
Yeah.
Somebody that knows the club and the inner workings of the club and obviously has been invested at some point of time too.
And Robert Shaw was busy, so Graham Corns has been good enough to take our call this morning. Welcome, Cornsy.
Yeah, good on you. Go on, have a laugh now.
No joy at all.
Actually, we're gonna go snow skiing. We're doing what the Melbourne supporters are doing.
Well, that's
we can't get in. You don't let us in.
That's right. You can't even do that. Disappointed, flat. What was the wash up for you?
Well, it was. You know, 4 weeks ago, it was as low as it possibly could have been. I've got to say though, the last 4 weeks, there's been some optimism and some enthusiasm around the place. So they played well, even against Richmond on the weekend. There was signs. So we're taking the positive outlook on it. I mean, Port Adelaide supporters are running around waving wooden spoons, and all these wooden spoons are arriving in the mail, and that's ugly.
Hey, Cornsy, I'm dying for a pie floater. When are you going to open the borders so you can let me back in?
Well, when you get it under control, it looks like you're doing pretty well over there. I don't want to joke about it because we're pretty sympathetic over there, but I don't know what's right or wrong, but to get it under control, it seems to me to be the main object. And but virtually over here now, we're nearly back to normal. You know, we've got restrictions, of course, but you know, I went to a volleyball tournament on the weekend, and it seemed to be, you know, everything seems to be moving along as normal. Crowds aren't quite back at the footy yet, but so we can only be sympathetic to what's happening over there, but we'll let you back in when it's under control. But just ask Daniel Andrews about that. I don't want to pass judgment on that. Please, don't involve me.
Things are so bad over here, Cornsy, that I'd do backflips just to go to a volleyball tournament at the moment.
No, we had the lockdown for a while, but so we know what it's like. Kids at home and trying to manage psychologically and physically. So we have great sympathy for you. I know we take the mickey out of you and shy at you because it's easy to do. You're Victorians. But we are very sympathetic to what's happening over there. I hope it clears up pretty soon.
Well, listen, don't turn into a good bloke now, because we've got you on to talk about the Adelaide Crows. And we got 9 questions that we're going to ask. Now, Tim's going to – he's drawn the short straw, so he's also going to answer them. And we'll try and get some perspective on where the Crows are at and what's happening going forward. And the first one for you is, do the Crows have the right captain? If not, who is it?
Well, they definitely have the right captain. Rory Sloane is, like, he's inspirational. And he was one of the reasons that they struggled this year, because he missed a bit of footy with injury. But he's in the Joel Selwood mode. One of these guys who throws himself into the contest, leads by example, doesn't care if he gets hurt. When he gets hurt, bounces back up. So he's definitely the right captain. I'm not sure who else could surpass him at the moment.
No, that's what about you, Wish?
100%. Well, he's the right man. He's 100% the right man. He leads in the right way, handles himself really well in the media. He plays the right way, and obviously he's well-respected by the players as well. So he ticks all the boxes.
All right, question two. You can have first crack at this one, Wispy. Who is the Crows' next All-Australian?
Well, you know, I'm a big fan. Sorry, Cornsy. I'm a big fan of Tom Duday. Right now, Tom Duday had an ACL in 2019. He had a damaged hamstring tendon this season, so we haven't seen a lot of him. When we do, and he's highly respected by this group of players too, when we do, this bloke can really play. So I think he is up there as a possibility to be an All-Australian next.
Cornsy?
Snap. No, that's I've got two. I know I was only having one, but Tom Duday is the one most likely. Riley O'Brien, you know, I know he's awkward, but he's had a great year. So I wouldn't write him off yet. If I'm an All-Australian selector, I'm keeping a very close eye on him because his form's been really good.
But okay, fill in the gap. Keep moving. Fill in the gap. If player X plays well, the Crows are always a chance of winning.
If Brodie Smith plays well, that rebound and run and penetration from defence, that's important. If Taylor Walker plays well, it means they're getting the ball down there often and they're a chance. But for them to play really well, Brodie Smith has to be running loose.
Gary, I struggled with this one. I came up with Brodie Smith too, so we're on the same page there, Cornsy. Okay. I think Cornsy's been looking over my shoulder while I've been doing this.
that's easy to do. You won't let me in.
Give us a left field trade option, please. Someone that the Crows, right out of left field, just could maybe put out there to see if they could get a sniff.
Yeah, well, this is hard because no one's played well enough. So Darcy Fogarty is a talented youngster who hasn't quite reached his potential at the Crows. And if he were given a chance at another club, I reckon he could really shine. I don't know what's held him back, whether it's lack of motivation, whether he's intrinsically lazy, or whether he hasn't had the opportunity. But he's got talent to burn, with another opportunity, he could be a real star. I'm hoping it's here at Adelaide, but he's been on the list a couple of years now, and we see just glimpses.
Okay, got one, Wisp?
Yeah, this was a bit of a struggle to come up with one, and it's maybe a little not so much left field, but Matty Crouch, I know that he finished the season strongly, and I think for a lot of clubs out there, he's got a lot of currency because of the way that he plays and the mix that he would be able to provide for a club that maybe has some outside guys but wants some more inside ball-using type players. So for me, it's him.
All right, you keep going and give us a left field trade target for the Crows.
Bailey Smith for me.
Bailey Smith.
That kid with the long hair at the Western Bulldogs.
I want him. you want him, you're not going to get him.
Their salary cap must be full. Adelaide just can't be offering the world.
Yeah, hey, I like it. Yeah.
Stranger things have happened.
No, it's a great thought. It's a great thought. I was thinking along the same lines. I think they need to rebuild and restructure their midfield. They need young talent, the Crows, because of where they're at right now. So players that are in that age bracket, between 20 and 23, guys that are going to hang around for a while and be part of their next succession build. I'm a big fan of this Justin McInerney kid at the Sydney Swans. I reckon that's the type of player that every club needs, but that's exactly the type of player that the Crows need too. A guy that can play on a wing, can run, he's got great speed, he kicks the ball really well, he's a really smart player. That's the type of player that I'd be targeting if I were the Adelaide Crows.
Cornsy, give us who needs a pay rise and who needs a pay cut?
Riley O'Brien needs a massive pay. He's carried that team, but through thick and thin, like it's almost like his knee deep. Sorry, his neck deep, and everyone else is on his shoulders. He's had a great year, and he wouldn't be well paid. He came off the rookie list, really. So, give him a pay rise. Give him a big pay rise. Ben Keyes also. He's had a really good year. He's been a bit of a revelation for the Crows. Those
and
two
a pay
stand
cut.
Out. Oh.
Come on, you've never dodged the hard question.
No. Well, look. Tex hasn't had a hard year, Taylor. But he's a whipping boy, Taylor Walker. Everybody loves him. But he hasn't had a great year.
I'm with Cornsy on that. Like, he's probably the most obvious one. He has become a whipping ball, but he would be on a lot of money, and he hasn't produced this year. The guy that I reckon would and deserves a pay cut, and this is what he could possibly present next year, for me, is Tyson Stengel. I think he's going to be a great player.
A pay rise.
I think he's going to. He needs another preseason. He needs to get fitter, but he's got enormous potential, and I would think he'd be on a pretty base type contract at the moment.
All right,
that's true. I watched him closely on the weekend. He needs to know how to work harder when the ball's in his area. If he doesn't get it, there's a few areas in his game, but he's teased us. And there's a little bit of Eddie Betts about him, so we've got to nurture that. But I think he also needs to know how to work a little harder when he doesn't have the ball or can't get it.
And the big 2021, who do you expect to have a bit of a breakout?
Oh, Wayne Miller, please. Wayne's teased us so far.
Wayne Miller. Yes, he's a very good player. What's wrong with him?
Keith keeps getting injured, unfortunately. But ball in hand, he's as good as any. Like, he's just about, oh, for heaven's sake, I don't know whether he's, man, he might just be one of those guys who just can't get it going. But when he does, I heard Taylor Walker say one day he's the best player that the Crows will have. He's going to be the best player the Crows have had. We've seen glimpses, but you just can't get on the park. Lockie Scholl, the kid, Lockie Scholl, he's been really impressive. Mm.
I think he might have been. Is he yours, Wispy, a big 2021?
No, I considered him. I think he's going to be a very good midfielder, actually. But Cornsy mentioned Darcy Fogarty before, right? He's 20, 193 centimetres tall. I reckon his game sense is improving. I still think that he needs to be fitter and better conditioned than what he currently is. They straightened themselves up a little bit towards the end of the year. I think he's going to get more opportunities. Himmelberg, I think with the natural improvement in him too, he's going to have somebody that can play alongside that's going to take a bit of pressure off. He's got power, he's got strength, he's got good hands. He's a great kick. If he's going to break out, Gary, if he's going to break out and be what Adelaide picked him to be, I reckon 2021 is the year that we'll see that.
All right, you've got only 30 seconds here. The big positional change next year, where someone may be repositioned.
I'm putting Tom Duday in the middle.
Ooh, really?
Big-bodied midfielder. They're all the rage. I don't think he's good enough.
Okay. Has he got a big enough tank?
I think he has. You just have to develop it.
Don't take it personally. I just asked.
You ask him to think from left field.
Don't get defensive. I just asked a question. It was your big positional change, Wes?
Well, they threw the magnets around. Everybody sort of shifted position at different stages this year almost for the Adelaide Crows. They're trying to find a winning combination. Tom Lynch doesn't have any speed, but I think in the short term, I'd be shifting him to the wing. You don't have to have speed in the wing. You need to have endurance. He's a very good decision maker. Oh, no. He's a very good kick. For 12 months, I reckon, next year, I'd just be trialling him as a winger, Tom Lynch.
No, of course you need speed.
No, you don't. Gaff doesn't have speed. Menengola will make the All-Australian team. He doesn't have speed. They've got great endurance.
Adelaide, you take him box pace. On. You can box on off air. Cornsy, that is a superb wrap of your club. There's hope there for the Adelaide Crows supporters for next year. You've just given us who needs to just get a bit of a haircut. You've kicked us off beautifully.
You have, and Gary is a great lover of music, Cornsy. As we go to the break, could you please oblige us and play us to the break on the guitar, please, Graham? You got it there?
Yeah, hello. I had to go on the speaker.
Okay, what have you got for us?
Well, don't start singing, Cornsy, for God's sake. There he is.
Magnificent.
He's our favourite, as he's taking us out, our favourite South Australian, Graham Corns, joining us this morning.
Hey, even the guys in my band tell me to turn down.